discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Each year, the incredible renewal and impact of the Passion Conferences reaches tens of thousands of young people in cities across the country. This year's edition, just last month, saw nearly 40,000 college students in three cities uniting in worship and hearing messages from some of the most powerful speakers in the church. And every year, Passion Music crafts a worship soundtrack geared for the event, a soundtrack that also happens to bless millions across the world. This year's album is no different. Follow You Anywhere is just released and available now wherever fine music is to be found. Explore the great music and the compelling story behind it today on the road with Christian Stanfill, the recording artist, songwriter, and worship leader with Passion Music and Passion City Church in Atlanta. And with the big story of our new year so far being the recent polar vortex reaching even as far south as his native Georgia, we kick off our chat asking how the good man and his family were able to endure the southern version of a deep freeze.
I think we were protected enough from it. I survived. We survived. My wife just stays inside and sits by the fire. If anything needs to happen outside, that's my job.
Is it true you actually kind of enjoy the cold?
I love the cold. I love it. To me, it's like, it's invigorating, man. I really love it. I love winter clothes. I love jackets. I love layering. It feels amazing. But my wife is from Orlando. She's from Florida. And so where it's like, 80 degrees all year round.
Of course.
And it can be a little bit of a point of tension sometimes, but I love it. My dream vacation is to be like skiing somewhere freezing cold with a bunch of snow, and she wants to be like laying in the sun, like basically sweating. Like that's her idea.
Well, between the two of you, you're basically a whole person, so that's exciting.
Exactly. That's right. Well, there's something for all of us in Atlanta. We get all four seasons really beautifully, and we're good, man. We're good.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're still alive. That is wonderful news. So, yep. Noble man, this is the first Passion record to be recorded at your flagship church in Atlanta, Passion City Church. What has been different about putting this collection together, and what has remained the same?
Well, I think some of the things that remain the same is, really all through last year, we were writing with friends, and we hosted a few writing camps at our church. We were taking trips to Nashville to write. It's really similar to other years. We just get on our knees before God and we say, God, if you would just give us a song to sing, breathe out something special and heavenly through us. That's what we were praying for and seeking God for. Just as the songs started to take shape and as this collection of songs started to kind of like mold together, we knew that God was doing something really special. And, the thing that's the most unique this year is that we were able to record, like you said, before the conference at our church, at Passion City Church, which was really special for all of us for a few reasons. One is you hear our church family on this record when you listen to it, which is, it's really, really cool that, you hear our house singing these songs, which is something we've never done before. And then the other really cool, unique part of it was, going into conference and having these songs recorded already, was such a beautiful thing. It really freed all of us up as worship leaders just to lead the people. And when you're recording a live album at an event like Passion, there's a lot that goes into that, and there are a lot of conversations that happen along the way. And it's all really good, and it's good work to do, but sometimes it can distract from what you're trying to do, which is really lead people. And so it was really special for us to have the record done and to release it at conference. That was something we'd never done before.
Well, it's such a fascinating journey that you take, and the live experience that you put onto a record like this is so so special and so unique. I had to think of you guys. I was talking with Jason Roy from Building 429 this fall, and he made a comment which stuck with me. He said, you know, when you go to a concert, your fans are expecting you to sound exactly like your studio album, which is the very best cuts of you doing a song 12 to 15 different times. And I thought of you guys and how much different your process is. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of challenges inherent with doing the live experience the way that you do. But what is your heart for presenting it that way, despite those challenges?
Yeah, you know, it's important. The live aspect is really important to us. We've done studio projects before. That certainly, you know, can be a really great thing. But hearing the people sing, which is really, you know, for me as a worship leader, one of my goals is just to give people songs that they can sing. And to hear our church sing and to hear people sing and to capture a moment, a unique moment in time that God was doing something in the room, that's really important to us. And that's always been the heart of Passion too. When we record these records, is the goal for us is a lot less of just trying to get music out and make another record. We're wanting to capture what God was doing in that moment and what He was saying in that unique moment in time. And so that was really important. And again, you know, just recording it live at our church was such a high, it's such a high priority for us. That was really special.
That's awesome. Mr. Christian Stanfill, the recording artist, the songwriter, worship leader with Passion Music and Passion City Church. Their latest record is Follow You Anywhere, just released and available wherever fine music is to be found as you hear this. So the title track, Follow You Anywhere, comes from a pretty talented writing team, and you guys put together this really striking picture of the place we find refuge, the reason we can bravely follow God wherever His path takes us. Why was this a special message for you and the one you guys wanted to lead the record with?
Yeah. Well, you know, the spirit of Follow You Anywhere is really it's been the heart of Passion since Passion started 22 years ago. You know, the spirit of Passion has always been to call college students to a life that's surrendered to Jesus and a life that says, wherever you lead me, whatever it costs me, all I want is you. And so that's really the heart of Passion. But it's so much bigger than Passion too. It's really the spirit of the gospel. It's what Jesus tells us to do. You know, go and make disciples of all the nations. Go here, go there, go everywhere. Take the gospel, take the message of the cross, whatever it costs you. And so for us, that was really important to have that on this record. And it's a costly lyric, honestly, you know, in that bridge where it says, wherever you lead me, whatever it costs me, all I want is you. To be honest, I can feel people in the rooms where we've led this song. I can feel people shrink back from that sometimes.
Really?
Because it's a big statement and it's a big confession. And honestly, I can feel my own heart shrink back from it sometimes, you know,
because
it's a hard thing to say, but you know, when you look at what Jesus said, Jesus didn't shrink back from the cost. Jesus didn't shrink back from, he put it right out there. He said, if anyone would come after me, he's got to deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. And he was pretty upfront with what it was going to cost to go his way. And Paul got, you know, when Paul said, I consider everything else a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. That's where I want to get to. And that's where I hope this song can lead people to, is that kind of satisfaction in life of knowing everything else pales in comparison to just knowing Jesus and following Him. So that's why we wanted to call the record Follow You Anywhere. That's why we thought this song was so important for us to sing. It's the heartbeat of Passion. It's the heartbeat of the gospel.
Well, there is the great heart behind Passion Music's Follow You Anywhere. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the song, shall we? You're listening to Faith Radio's On the Road.
You make it easy to love you, yes you do. You
Jesus, all I want is you. Now tell him wherever you need. Come on.
Well, knowing this incredible ministry you've been able to be part of and all the success that you've had, all the records that you've sold, it's kind of fun to go back to the start of the journey when you're 13 years old and first picking up the guitar. You have said that you started to write songs pretty much right away, and you've also said that those songs were terrible, which
they were.
Well, and I don't disbelieve you. I mean, part of me wants to, but I guess I'm wondering if there's something profound in there. Do you think that's somewhat true? Do you have to be terrible at something before you can get good at something?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, everybody starts at zero, you know? I don't know if I can say that for sure. There are some people out there who just like crazy brilliant genius who would probably sit down at the piano for the first time and just kill it. I don't know.
Mozart,
that wasn't
maybe.
My story. That was definitely not my story. I had to work at it, man. And I'm still working at it. I'm still getting better. I'm trying to get better. And you know, there was a discipline involved in learning guitar and learning how to sing and learning how to play songs and being okay to write the bad songs and being okay to say, I'm not as good as I want to be, but I want to keep getting better. And, you know, I talk to other musicians or I talk to songwriters and they, you know, we talk about songwriting and people want to write these great songs. And I'm like, well, then you got to write 1,000 bad ones. You got to sit down and make yourself available.
Wow.
And put yourself out there and do the work. And cause there's no overnight success. You know, that's not a real thing. There's a discipline involved and a work ethic that's involved in what we do. And the second I get comfortable and think that I've arrived and I have nothing else to learn, that's when I start on the downward spiral, you know? So I want to stay hungry, you know, I want to keep persevering and fighting and, you know, to be honest, I feel like these are some of our best songs and I'm happy about that. I'm happy that this year, I think we have better songs this year than we did last year. And I hope that keeps happening. And by God's grace, it will.
The record is called Follow You Anywhere. Christian Stanfill, the recording artist, songwriter, worship leader with Passion Music and Passion City Church, is with us. And just a few moments left with Christian. It's interesting, so much of your journey with Passion has been defined by music, obviously. But your original connection, I understand, with Louis Giglio, did not have anything to do with music, right? It was a Bible study where you two met.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know, my wife and I had just gotten married and he wanted to get to know us. And we got to know each other that summer and he asked if I would come be a part of leading Passion 2005 in Nashville. But before we got to Nashville in 2005, in January, there was a Bible study going on in Atlanta called 722. It was a singles Bible study. And it was, anybody who experienced 722 knows what I'm talking about. It was a very special, special thing. It was anointed by God and God was using it to really change our city. It was really that big. It was so much bigger than just singles. I was a high school kid and I used to sneak into it. So under the radar and against the rules, but, so that's where we started leading together at first. And, Louis was really kind and really patient with me then. It just had me around the lead. So it was a special time.
Oh, man. Well, such a special ministry that you guys share together. Just incredible things you're doing. Thank you so much for the new music. Follow You Anywhere. Christian Stanfill has been with us. Available, of course, wherever fine music is sold. Everything by the time that listening friends are hearing this conversation is out and available. So wherever fine music is sold is the answer. But if people do want to just follow you and continue to see the journey of Passion Music, you're pretty active on social media as well, I believe. Right, sir?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at KP Stanfill, and then you can follow Passion Music on Instagram as well. It's just at Passion Music, and we'll be out on tour later on in the spring through May.
Well, sir,
get out there.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and congratulations on not being defeated by the polar vortex. And we wish you and your wife the best of warmth and just the very best in general.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Well, as we say goodbye today, a chance to share another brand new track from Passion's Follow You Anywhere. This hope-filled tune is called More to Come. And as always, if you happen to come into the conversation already in progress, you can hear the full chat with Christian Stanfill and every other episode of On the Road ever in its entirety when you look for On the Road at myfaithradio.com. It is always such a treat to join you each week. Have a tremendous weekend, and God bless you, my friend. Here's Passion Music.
You're the God who makes the giants fall. You bring down the walls of Jericho. You're the God who gives the miracle. We believe. You're the God who parts the ocean wide, just to bring us closer to your side. You're the God who brings the dead to life. We believe, oh, we believe. God, our future in the